Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Monday morning market moves over to college and maybe NFL if we could squeeze those in. But Sam, let's hit up the let's do college football playoff. We do have Army Navy. We've got all week to talk about Army Navy and the Army Navy under. We can get to that coming up. But let's talk about these numbers we have on the four playoff games. Remember, these are on campus games this first round. And guess what? The SEC has a whole bunch of home games. And the numbers certainly reflect it. What do you have for these playoff games, first round?
Before we do that, I would just like to point out that Indiana didn't lose a single football game this year. Can we do that here, or would you like to save that? Am I ruining a surprise or something like that?
We can still do it. I have it as a moon, but...
Oh, okay. You know, fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough.
We can still do it.
No. If you have something planned, that's fine. You know, you and I don't go over the show. Some shows, I think, want to talk everything out beforehand. Okay.
Yes.
We'll leave it
at
that.
I'm going to type out what I'm going to say. I'm going to read it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Let's go full circle a little bit. We'll get a little nostalgia. Joe, do you remember the early days of this show, the 6 a.m. production calls? Some dumbass producer wanted to have. Who was that? But in my defense, Joe G, Hawk, and you, like, it was good to do. I think we did him through the Super Bowl. And then I was like, all right, can we be done with these, please? But
nobody wanted to do them. Nobody. So it's like, it
gets we to needed
point. To. Why are we doing them?
We kind of needed to. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
You had them up at 6 a.m. Chicago time on a call?
I was up at 6 a.m. Yeah, because I cared, Sam. Dumb me. Friggin' moron. But like Hawk was driving to like school with her toddler. Joe G was like somewhere making breakfast for his family. He was obviously running around doing kid stuff for his family as well. So I'm sure I was like public enemy number one, but lesson as always.
Was Jake at these meetings at 6 a.m.?
No.
Yes. Yes, he was.
Was he?
He was on the call. Yeah.
No, he wasn't.
No, I wasn't.
No, he wasn't. No.
I don't even
it sure
remember.
Sure wasn't.
Jake was on the CTA. We would have never heard a thing. All we would hear were.
Are you sure they weren't? Are you sure they weren't 7 Central? They were 6? I thought it was like an hour before.
It was an hour before. Oh, that's.
Okay. Yeah, that's. Wait.
I don't know. Joe.
Paul has been fun with time zones once again. Right. We haven't done this one in a while.
Like, what are we doing?
It was kind of weird because there were things that needed to be said that people were scared to say on those calls too. And it's like, I'm not doing this at this hour in the morning. Like, yeah.
So it was strange. Final answer, 6 a.m. Pacific. No. Now I'm confused. Mm-hmm. I just Paul Aspen myself.
Mountain.
Yeah.
Mountain.
Yeah.
Well, the show is 9 Eastern. The show is 9 Eastern. So the meeting would have been 7 Central.
No, and 7 Pacific. Eastern. It would have been 7 Eastern. That. Yeah.
No, no, you're wrong.
There's no way we did the call 2 hours before the show.
What is happening right now?
We might have, Joe. I don't know. I got to go back and look at my, Verizon, T-Mobile, whatever.
We really
call log.
There are a lot of times. Yeah. Yeah.
The show. You know what else was fun since we're going down memory lane and this was my decision?
What shows have meetings, by the way? Pulling people behind the curtains. You know what shows have meetings? Daily meetings? Bad shows. I'm kind of saying.
It was a bad show?
You're concerned, right? Otherwise, you're not having the meetings. It isn't necessary.
Well, Joe, I mean, if we want to go through the chapters of BetQL Daily and BetSweats, as far as concerns and the amount of calls I had to have at certain points, this was a brand new show. Let's try and get everyone on the same page. And again, like to be hand up, I came from a TV background. So I was trying to like get on the same, like you and Joe G were radio guys. Hawk was more of a TV background as well. And getting everyone kind of on the same page. I was going to say I would do it again. I don't know that I'd go back and necessarily change anything because otherwise I'd been like, all right, roll out the ball and see what happens. With
kind of what you
people.
Have to do.
Eventually. You had to get
but that's how you've always sort of handled this show. You've just kind of thrown the ball up and let us go.
Well, right. Yeah, it's a little different years in and like
took
you guys
Paul
have,
a while to get
have,
there.
Yeah. Have rapport and everything else. But
yes, I will say the worst version of the show was before Paul, though.
Really? Wow. I'm surprised you. I mean, thank you. I guess.
Put that
but
on
I'm
the
surprised.
Put that
I thought
on
there
LinkedIn,
was a close
Paul.
Second.
Yeah. Put that on LinkedIn.
Paul did not produce the worst version of the show, only the version that got canceled. Yes.
Yeah. You produced the best version. Eli Hershkovich can also put it on LinkedIn too.
Eli was producing. Who was hosting?
It's just a bad combination.
Who wasn't one, is a better question.
That's one. True, but Ross Tucker.
Oh.
No. Him and Eli did not get along. And they fought every day.
Noted gambler.
On air.
Ross Tucker.
On air. Off the air. And it was a thing. How do we get here?
Me. Good producing. I also just last thing I'll say. I also miss waking up at 4 a.m. in Phoenix to like do shows for the Super Bowl.
Paul Joe was so excited to bring this up. He slid his mic into the camera. Like just now. He's like, and another thing. We pull this a little bit closer.
Yes. Yeah. It's fine.
As you were. Yeah.
Nine and a half. Sam, college football playoff numbers, or is there something else that you wanted to hit on?
I think Miami's going to beat Florida, or beat Texas A&M, sorry. I don't know why I said Florida. This was a follow-up on Mike Shope on Friday, asking if Montana was in New York, because he was trying to make a parlay of FCS bets, and he goes, is Montana, is that in New York? I think he was half kidding, but it was very funny. So, all this talk about Miami, should they be in, should they not? I like them. I think this game should be – I have a true number of 2.5 on the game. So now that I can take 4.5 at a couple books. Now, MGM's 3.5, but you could find 4 and 4.5 in the market. I would take the points with Miami. I also – I'm sorry, and I've been hearing a lot of – shut up, crybaby, shut up, bitch, about Tulane in the last 24 hours. I mean, Tulane's going to get smoked, right? Are they really going to hang against Ole Miss? Okay, because Tulane people are telling me that, you know, Tulane's going to cover and keep it close, and I kind of just want to fade them.
We saw this game. That's the other thing. We have 4 first-round matchups, and 2 of them are rematches. Ole Miss won on September 20th, 45-10. Thank you for giving us this game again. Thank you so much. I'm really looking forward to it. 45-10. Ole Miss had 548 yards in that game. the 280.
Yeah, Lane's not worth that much. Oh, Lane's gone? Mm, oh, he brought some coaches with him? Okay, so it's going to be 35-10 now, or 35-17. Right. I would never bet Tulane in this spot.
The Friday game, December 19th, Friday night, is Alabama-Oklahoma. That game is going to draw numbers, no doubt about that. Bama the favorite. Now, Oklahoma opened the favorite at spots, right?
It depended on where you were looking. One book opened Bama 1.5. Another one opened Oklahoma 1.5. So
okay,
Bama is – I mean, it's still kind of all over the place. Pinnacle and Chris have Oklahoma -1. There are pick'ems, and there are also at the domestic books, the BetMGM's, DraftKings, FanDuel's, it's Alabama -1.5. So you could bet three different numbers at this point.
I get why they've made Alabama the favorite. It feels like they've settled more of that way. But Oklahoma won 23-21. Alabama outgained them by about 200 yards, and this was a turnover game.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
But do I want to lay anything with Alabama on the road in a playoff game the way that their offense has been trending for quite some time? I'm not talking about a game or two. We've been talking about this for a number of weeks. It's been a while here with Alabama, and they look so bad with, you know, the thinking was, is their season on the line? Maybe. And they were non-competitive in the SEC championship in their third loss. So I get it. That's what's always going to happen, Sam, when you have one team. Okay, turnovers are on one side, and then the losing side of the game, they outgain the opponent by a couple hundred yards. Next time they play, people are going to flip. They're going to go on the losing side and bank on those turnovers not happening again. I understand why some of those books made that move. That makes sense to me. I get it. But I just have a tough time laying any sort of a point spread with Alabama on the road in the spot.
-3 rushing yards against Georgia. And now you got to face Oklahoma and that run defense. So, look, mm-hmm. Bama has not gotten better. They just have not in the last month. Okay. I think Bama has kind of gone the other way. But as we know, the SEC, ESPN, Alabama, like if you don't understand that triangle, you just never will. I mean, the first voice we heard during the playoff show that wasn't a host was Nick Saban in an Alabama red sports coat. That's mm-hmm. what we did yesterday. That's how we watched. Let's go to our first guest. Let's go to former Alabama coach Nick Saban. Like, what are we doing? The third game on Saturday that we have not talked about, we talked about Miami. I like Miami. We kind of lean to Ole Miss. Schwartz and company think Oregon is going to name its score against James Madison. He says that they will not be caught. Oregon will just run and run and run, and the speed will be too much. You agree?
Has Schwartz ever picked against Oregon?
No, he doesn't pick against Oregon. He just doesn't pick the game.
He won't say it. Yeah.
Like Oregon.
Yeah, he'll just – right. Yeah, probably. First blush, I like Oklahoma. Obviously, Oregon and Ole Miss advance, but Oregon to cover. I'm with you on Miami. We've been waiting for this spot, right, to pick on Texas A&M. And we were most likely going to do it no matter who the opponent was. But Oklahoma, Indiana, woo! That's going to be fun, Gerch. All right, Monday Moons is next, I promise. This is BetSweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.